Thank you, Saul. Hi, Terry. This is Gail. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing, Gail?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So it sounds like you and Saul were talking about the first page listing we're selling today on Google. Is that right?
Yeah. Now, are you guys in partner with Google?
Or we are Google. Good,
are
good
more
question.
Like a third party.
So we're Google Premier Channel Partner. So we are partnered with Google. We're actually also partnered with Facebook or Meta. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And if I'm understanding this, you guys are here to help me better advertise on Google.
Right. So one of the, in fact, I'll just kind of walk you through how everything works. So one of the first things that we'll actually do, Terry, is we'll close off the Algonquin area, and we close that for a 50-mile radius around your home base. So mm-hmm. what that means is in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be working with or promoting any other junk removal companies within that 50-mile radius. It's actually strict company policy and Google rules that we follow. We're not allowed to work with anyone else in that 50-mile radius. So what that'll mean for you is we're never promoting any of your competitors. So we do that programming that's necessary so that you appear right in the map section on the first page anytime anyone's looking for your services. And you pop up in the map, and then they just click and call you directly. Is that making sense so far?
Yeah, I'm understanding.
Okay, awesome, awesome. And then now I was trying to, was looking at what you had for online presence so far.
I don't have a lot of online presence at the moment.
Oh, okay, okay. When did you start business, Terry?
It was the end of July.
Oh, all of this year?
Yes, this year.
Oh, wow, congratulations. That's awesome. Good for you. So what? Why now? What caused you to go out on your own?
Me personally, I'm just tired of working for someone else.
I hear you.
My partner is my son, so he needed something to do. I said, let's do this, and there you have it.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, good for you guys. How's business been so far?
Honestly, I would say it's slow, but I have to blame myself for that. It's just, and I probably shouldn't tell you this, but it's just my understanding of advertising. I'm learning, so.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Well, we've all got to start somewhere, right? I wouldn't fault yourself for not knowing what you didn't know, of course. Where did it go here? I saw.
So I'm actually looking at your pricing on the computer right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, good, good.
$898, $998, and $1,098.
You're looking at our, must be the Google ads. Tell you what, Terry, let me send you another link. Also, keep in mind, that's retail pricing, and I fully intend to get you off of retail. So because we're filling an exclusive listing today, they allow us quite a bit of latitude in applying credits. So what I'll be able to do for your account is apply a new in-business credit to get you off of retail. I want to find this other page. I got to send you a different page because you're looking at the really high price packages, and I want to look at one of our more starter packages. If I can find the right page. Oh, there we go. Oh, I was going to ask you too. Do you have a website set up yet, Terry?
We don't have a website put together. It's in the process of being put together right now, actually.
Okay. Are you paying someone for that, or are you guys putting it together yourself?
I'm not putting it together myself. I have somebody that I know that does it.
Okay.
She's putting it together for free.
Okay, awesome, awesome. And, since it's not done yet, I'm going to ping our tech and see if we've got any openings over there. So we don't build websites for the general public, but quite often we can build them for our new businesses. Because it is such an important component of your visibility, and we will build it so that it's Google compliant and optimized. Of course, something else that you need as far as visibility goes. And we don't charge for that. It's just our gift to the partnership. So let me check on that and see if that's something that we can do for you too. So, now, did I see an Angie's link or a Home Advisor? Maybe it was Thumbtack. Are you using one of those services?
I'm not using any of those services. I had spoke with Angie's List. That's about it.
Gotcha. Okay. I wonder, they might have you listed up here just as basically a free listing. Okay, good. I have to say I'm glad because I know it gets quite expensive, on those pay-per-lead services. So several neat things that happen, being on the first page of Google is, of course, one, we're not promoting your competitors. So on-demand junk removal is the only company we'll be promoting. And then we don't filter or screen those incoming calls at all. So they all go directly to you. So it tends to eliminate some of the tire kickers. You know, the pay-per-lead services quite often, you know, they'll have to fill out a web form and all kinds of other hoops they jump through. And by the time they get to you, the lead is no longer hot. They're a warm lead at best and then sold out to your competitors at the same time. So this way, the leads are going straight to you. And then you do business in the manner you would normally do business. Pricing, what jobs you take and don't take. That's none of our business, none of Google's business. Our job is getting them there and getting them to call you. So, let me take a look.
Let me just put it this way.
Sure.
I am currently on Google, and we'll say that I'm on Google for the moment, free. So my name is on there, but that's about it.
Oh, gotcha. Okay,
local
so you've got...
Local Splash is in partnership with Google. How is it, are you guys finding the lead and directing it to me? Is it going anywhere through Google, or are you guys a separate identity and passing it straight to me?
Excellent question. So we do the programming that's necessary so that when someone is searching for any of your services, you pop up in that map section, and then they just click and call you directly. So whomever is performing that search is just going to click on your Google business profile, and I did just find that, by the way. I'm glad you got that. They'll just click on your Google business profile and call you directly. So we don't, it's not like we put an ad out there that says, hey, call Terry.
Okay.
So we're getting you listed in the map for all of your services. That way when someone's searching.
So Joe Dirt goes on Google.
I love that.
No pun intended.
Yep.
He goes on Google, and he puts in junk removal.
Or appliance haul off, or, right.
Appliance haul off. How are you guys intervening without it going, without it getting spread out through who knows how many people are popping up as a junk removal business?
Good question. So in that map section, there are usually about room for about 3 to 5 businesses there. So we do the website programming, the Google business profile programming, backlinking, all of those back-end things, so that you do appear in that map section. So we actually don't intervene at all. We do the programming so that when they search, they see you. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah.
I know.
And
are you guys local, as in a brick and mortar in this area, or is it strictly online here?
Good question. So we're based in Fountain Valley, California, Southern California, just outside of LA. Personally, I actually work remotely. I'm located in Colorado.
Okay.
So, in addition to getting you featured on Google so that you're in that map section every time someone is searching for your services, we get you out to all other destinations besides. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Chamber of Commerce, up to about 60 different destinations. Now, those are listings. So someone could go to Yelp, for example, and find you there. We're also partners with Bing, so we do that content writing for you, for your Bing listing as well. And I actually, my tech pinged me back while we were talking. If it's something that you want to consider, we can build your website for you. If you've already got a domain name purchased, we can put it on the domain that you already have. You'll, of course, have full access to your website. We would be guest administrators, so that we can go in and make changes. But we build, host, and maintain all at no cost to you. That way it'll be Google compliant too.
Does GoDaddy, is that something of a service you guys work with, or are you guys like GoDaddy in terms of the website?
So if you've already got a domain name purchased on GoDaddy, we can work through and, I was going to say, so if you already have something purchased there, we can work with and through GoDaddy to put your website on that domain name. If you don't already though, we do host as well, and it'll still be on a .com name that works for you and your business, something that you like. And we host it on our servers. So we don't have to charge you for it. And then if you add services or subtract services, photos, things like that, we can upload those onto your website, keep it current and up to date. But if you'd like to go and make those changes yourself, of course you can, but most of our clients find it's just easier to say, hey, I have new pictures I need uploaded. Is that making sense, Gary?
Pardon? Yeah, I'm understanding you so far.
Okay, awesome. Any questions so far?
I think we're at that point of pricing.
Okay, you got it. And one quick question, are you using Facebook at all?
I don't, my son does.
Okay.
I'm going to put it this way, my partner does, I don't. I couldn't answer you any questions on that.
No problem. So for right now, we won't worry about Facebook. I was actually leaning toward, it's one of our starter packages. And we can worry about Facebook advertising later on down the road. But for now, we'll focus on getting you in that map section for your services. So our pricing is on a flat monthly rate, never anything more. We don't even add taxes onto it. And of course there are no click fees, call fees, or lead fees, or job fees, no surcharges, literally no extras whatsoever. And it's on a month-to-month basis, so meaning we don't lock you into a contract. We just really don't believe in it. We feel if we're doing our job, which we definitely intend to do, then there's no need for us to wrangle you into a contract. I hope that's all right with you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
So far, you got me.
Awesome. All right. So now you had retail pulled up there, and I think you were probably looking at our Platinum or our Platinum Premier. Those packages include Google Ads and or Facebook Ads. So we'll focus on the map, the local map programming. So normal retail, and then I'm going to apply some credits for you here. You got some money off coming for sure. So normal retail is $399 a month with a one-time $299 setup fee. But being that you all just started business this year, and let me do a new in business. Let me see what it does for Illinois. Okay, so it's going to put your monthly, well, took 200 off, puts it down at 199, and then it did the same thing on your setup fee. So it took that from 299 down to 99. So I had to double check it. It looked like it took too much off, but it was right. So the 99 is a one-time only setup fee, and then you'll never see or hear from it again. And then it is just that flat 199 on a month-to-month basis. Never any click fees or call fees, lead fees, anything extra, no extras on there. And then that's us doing that programming to get you in the map section for your services and, of course, keeping you there and then getting you out to all of those directories. And if you'd like, building your website and hosting it and maintaining it for you.
Okay.
Now, this sounds like something that would really help you guys get your business rolling. I mean, being seen on the first page of Google where people are calling you directly, does that sound like something that's going to help you grow, get going?
No, I really like everything that you've done so far. And I can't vote too much at the pricing. Well, my only question right now, Dale, is, am I able to get a hold of you or so at the number on the caller ID, or if you can give me the number to call you, allow me to go to my partner and explain this to him, and he might end up having to get on the phone with it so you can explain some things to him in case I miss things.
You bet. Absolutely. So what would probably be better is if you're able to get a hold of him, we could do a three-way conference. I can either make that dial, or if you... I can never figure out how to do conference from my own cell phone. If you're tech savvy enough that you can do a conference call. And the reason is, so because we're only allowed to work with one company in that 50-mile radius, our listings are opened in the morning, and then we're tasked with filling them the same day. If they don't fill, which usually they do, but if they don't, they actually close it back down, and then we lose all of our discounts, so everything goes back to retail. So right now, because Saul found you and sent you over as a good match, the team has actually stopped calling the area looking for a company because we found you. But when we disconnect, they'll assume that we didn't make a match, and then they'll resume calling. So I just wouldn't want you to lose the listing. It'd be great if we could call. Okay.
But that's a chance I have to take because I can't make a decision, like this without him.
Sure. Of course. And that's why I was thinking we could conference him in. You could fill him in or I could fill him in. And then if he has questions, I can answer them on the spot too.
Well, typically it's going to take me a little bit of time to get a hold of him because he's probably doing a job. So
gotcha.
By the time he gets to his phone, it could take me half hour, hour.
That's not so bad.
If I am able to get a hold of him and dial this number on caller ID, unless you give me a different number, and then we can do a three-way and he can get the same information I got.
Absolutely. And I'm going to give you my direct dial number. I'm actually going to text it to you right now. That way you've got it in your phone. And I'm going to send you one more thing, too. And I apologize. It's kind of a book. But I want to send you, make sure I got it with your discounts in there. It's a stock text, but I need to adjust it with your discounts. Okay. Perfect. I'm going to send that over to you too. So you've got all of the inclusions and the price and everything. So you've got that in front of you and in writing. Your pricing too, you're locked in for life with your discounts. So even, 5 years down the road when you've got 10 trucks and 10 crews running around all over Illinois, you're still locked in at that same pricing. So it's not like a promotional price that's going to go up later. You're locked in there for life. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, let me try to get a hold of him and see if I can do a three-way.
Sounds
you
good.
Prefer the number that's on my caller ID or the number that you send in your direct number by text?
Either one will work. Either one will work. Whatever's easiest for you. And you can text me back, too, if you have any questions or, you know, just, hey, Gail, give me a call. And if you do reach my voicemail, they do keep me on the phones a lot, as you can imagine. Just leave me a message. I'll call you back within the hour.
Okay. No problem, Gail. And thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon, Terry.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.